Letters of the Rebbe in volume 10, letter 3105, Baruch Hashem, the 14th day of Kislev, Tovshin Tezvah, Brooklyn. The Rebbe is addressing this to his relative, Rav Chosid Ezriel Zelig Sheyichya Slonim, Shalom Uvracha. So the Rebbe said, I just received your letter dated the 7th of Kislev. In those days, a letter would take at least 7 days to travel from Israel to here. I see, because it was dated the 7th of Kislev and it came on the 14th of Kislev. So the Rebbe says, by the way, it's been a time, I'm assuming that this word here is mikvar. That, you know, I've asked already from some time that they should point out from the maskiras, how do you write Mendel? The Rebbe's name is Mendel. You see how they write Mendel? Mem Ayin Nun Dalet Lamed. And not, some people write Mendel without the Ayin. Mem Nun, without the Ayin. And the Rebbe said that's the way it's explained in the books that write up the names. And that's the main thing is, because that's the Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek. Rebbe is named after Menachem Mendel, after the Tzemach Tzedek. He wrote it like this, Mem Ayin. Because it also have the gematria, the numerical value of Menachem Mendel. The word Tzemach Tzedek is the same gematria as the word Menachem Mendel, but it's only if you spell the Mendel with an ayin. So therefore, and the Rebbe says, for sure you will fix it up in the sheets of the kollel. I guess they wrote over there that the institution is under the leadership of the Rebbe, and they wrote the Rebbe's name, Menachem Mendel, but they didn't write it with an ayin. So the Rebbe is pointing out that they should write it with an ayin. And the Rebbe says, I'm thanking you for the news that you got together and you were able to organize a minyan Chabad in the neighborhood of Shari Chesed. In addition, that this will be a place to daven, this is also going to be a place for Torah study. There are going to be public classes that are set both in the revealed part of Torah and in the esoteric part of Torah. And the Rebbe says also, when we study in the revealed, there should be a class teaching the laws that are necessary on a daily basis. And the same thing is all the classes that take place in all the Chabad shuls. The Rebbe, as we've seen once, the Rebbe said, if I had the power, I would institute it in every place where there's Jewish people, a gathering, whatever group there is, any category, especially in the shuls, I would institute, there should be classes in practical, in literal, and day-to-day things, how to do day-to-day things. As it's known, the expansion of the rabbis of blessed memory on the verse, it says, Oyev Hashem Sharei Tzion Mikol Mishkenes Yaakov. Hashem loves the tents of Zion. So the Gemara said, what does it mean, the tents of Zion? She'orim Hamutzionim Bahalocha. Those are the gates that have specially in the laws. The Rebbe wrote in another letter that we've read in the past, that there's actually very simple laws people don't know. And even Torah scholars don't know some of the simple laws. Fortunately today, I mean, with the, even in the sitters, like when in the davening you're allowed to interrupt, when you're not allowed to interrupt. In the davening you see, on the back of the sitter, they have like charts to tell you. So a lot of things today with the internet and with the publishing, it's become a lot more easier to convey to people. The halacha is, but the Rebbe is very strong all the time to teach people practical what to do. The Rebbe is thanking him for the news that he had received the books published by the Mosad Rav Kook, that was a big publishing house. And the Rebbe says, for sure, those who are connected will be able to get permission, I guess, to send books from Israel to the United States. You need a special permission. And the Rebbe says, there's also many that travel from here to there. Maybe you send along the books in them with them so that the shipping will be easier. And the Rebbe adds the booklet for the Chag HaGeula, for the Festival of Redemption, Yutes Kislev. And the Rebbe says, for sure, you will merit with its contents the many. And the Rebbe ends off with a blessing as his relative. And so the Rebbe is, first of all, correcting that Mendel needs to be spelled with an ayin, not mem nun dalet lamed, but mem ayin nun dalet lamed, and that would be the gematria of tzemach tzedek, the same numerical value as the word tzemach tzedek. The Rebbe is happy, thanking him for the news that they have the minyan, but the Rebbe says, don't just have a minyan, make it a place of Torah study. And the Rebbe says, study specifically halachas. Had I had the power, I would institute it everywhere. And the Rebbe is also thanking them about the news that he got the books of the publishing of Rav Kook. And the Rebbe says to send them along. The Rebbe sends the booklet for Yutus Kislev. And he concludes with a blessing as his relative. Okay.